free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star. Stay free, where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living.
Lovely.
But only worth living, 'cause you're born.
Broadcasting from the Kingdom of Fife in Scotland, this is Radio Freedom International.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Step into the dream and leave reality behind. Take a ride upon a rocket ship or go to freedom land. Step into a dream, into a world of happy days. Try to free, your freedom means a lot to us in freedom land.
Freedom land is such a happy place, where magic mingles with the sun. Carefree land is like a fantasy. Don't take my word, go take a look. Lives for everyone.
Step into a dream, and when you do, you'll be surprised. Much you've missed, you'll see your wishes all come true in freedom land.
Morgan Damsonhelm.
Hilaire.
And a very good morning. Welcome along to Transmissions from Radio Freedom International. Hello, that's us. Yes, it's Radio Freedom International, broadcasting from latitude 56 degrees, 12 minutes, 30 seconds north, longitude 3 degrees, 25 minutes west. And we're transmitting on the following frequencies, that is to say, 6,230 kilocycles, yes we are, that's on the 49-meter free broadcast band, on VHF and Super Stereo at 97.5 megacycles, channel 36. And from 1,000 hours GMT this morning, in 55 minutes time, on 15,050 kilocycles, that's 15050, 19.9 meters. And this frequency opens up at 1,000 hours GMT this morning. Our transmissions are on air today until 1,200 hours GMT. Following shortly, we have the Alan Kidd wireless program. Until 1,100 hours GMT, at 1,100 hours, we have Bob Scott and the Offshore Radio Connections program. And also at 1,100 hours GMT, we have separate programming on 15050 with Radio Freedom International worldwide. So lots of interesting things lined up for you today. So hope you can stay tuned to us, Radio Freedom International, with happiness to Europe. Broadcasting from the Kingdom of Fife in Scotland,
on shortwave AM and stereo FM. This is Radio Freedom International.
Freedom International Shortwave AM.
I've been all around this great big world, to Paris and to Rome, and I never found a place that I could really call my own. But there's one place where I know the sun is shining endlessly, and it's calling me across the sea, so I must get back to San Bernardino. I remember when I was 16, my daddy said to me, you can travel around this universe until eternity, but you'll never find that peace of mind that you've been dreaming of, not until you finally decide to come on home to San Bernardino.
First record in on AK on a Sunday. I forgot all about that one. Yes, I did. Christy of the Yellow River fame. I'm sure you'll remember Yellow River. Good one as well there from Christy from a long time ago. That's all I'll say about that one. And it's called San Bernardino. Coming into Alan Kidd Wireless program this Sunday morning on the old airwaves here off RFI, Freedom International. I'm with you on 49 meters till 1100 hours GMT. Then something else happens, you see. Right, we have a nice packed mailbag on today's program. And not so many controversial comments today, I think. Well, one or two, maybe. Actually, I had one or two, one response. Not a very nice one from our last transmission. If you were listening then, I was saying quite a lot about the new Telecom Act coming in. And somebody's written into us expressing their opinion on pirate radio. I'll be reading that letter later on. And you can form your own conclusions, because I'm going to say anything. And this morning, joined by Barry Kent, who's doing his duty housewife this morning, tidying up the studios. I don't know what he's doing in LA this morning. I think perhaps he's a refugee from last night's transmissions on FM. We'll probably nail him to the floor later on and interview him, see what he's still doing in the studio at this time of morning. Right. right, been down in the old dusty vaults of Freedom International Studios, because that's where the really old records are kept. And I even surprised myself at some of the records that we do have in our library. So if you want a shock, put it this way, if you're in a nervous disposition, don't keep listening.
Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM, with the best in revived 45s.
Music, more often, more.
Well, I did warn you, superb stuff indeed. Shake your maracas at this one from Dawn and Candida.
Stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter, and it says so in my dreams. The future is bright, the gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And then and I, in a house, baby, no lie. And all these things were yours, and they were mine. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. Just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter, and it says so in my dream. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better.
Well, it is a Sunday morning, feeling rather bright and breezy. It's about 120 degrees in the studio. We either freeze in the studio or we overheat, and at the moment we're overheating. Yes, if you see what's in our studio, you would understand. The sounds of Dawn there, good sounds of the early 70s, and that one's called Candida. And I think as long as I live, that record will always remind me of Radio Veronica, around about December 1970. Because if you can remember that far back, Radio Nordsee International went off air for a 3 months suspended transmission, September 1970, and all there was really to listen to in the evenings from the North Sea was Radio Veronica. And they actually played that one first. They actually played it for about 2 or 3 months before it was picked up by the BBC in England here, or Scotland, or, well, the BBC is in England actually, but never mind. Anyway, after this next record, we shall be delving into the mailbag for the very first time. So if you've written into the station, perhaps you'll be getting mentioned shortly.
Broadcasting from the Kingdom of Fife in Scotland on shortwave AM and stereo FM, this is Radio Freedom International.
Yes, it sure is Radio Freedom International, and we have the pleasure of announcing that 1000 hours GM today. We are back on 90 meters on the new frequency of 15050.
Yesterday, well, it seemed so cool when I walked you home, kissed goodnight. I said it's love, you said alright. It's funny how I could never cry until tonight, and you passed by and hand with another guy. You dressed to kill, and guess who's dying?
That's the way.
Launched 1,000 groups.
Yes, he did.
Brew, brew, brew. Playing a Roxy Music record just now because we might be playing a Roxy Music one later on in the programme. I've dug out two Roxy Music ones, purely by accident, I might add, and we might play another one later on, so if you're into Roxy Music, it's a good ploy to keep you listening. Right, Barry Kent, just speaking to me there about the Radio Caroline ship, the Rust Revenge, yes.
Was
what
I?
About
was
the
I?
Rust Revenge? Tell them about the Rust Revenge.
No, I've not got the stuff with me. I'll have to wait. No, I was looking at the Lloyd's Register under its former owners. Very interesting.
Yes. What did you tell me about the ship again?
Yes,
that bit.
It's an ex-cargo ship, ice strengthened. So it should withstand the gales.
I thought the last job it done was a trawler, actually, but it must have been hauling cargo about the place.
Sure, it's general cargo. I'll bring the sheet down.
I wonder if fish is general cargo. Could it be?
I doubt it.
No? Oh, well, I thought that's what a trawler was meant for, you see. Right, if you've written to us, we're delving into the mailbag. And Barry Kent's just falling headfirst into the mailbag, feet waving in the air.
Silly boy.
What he does to draw attention to himself. Stop hitting me, get off. Right, we're into the mailbag for the first time on the programme, and the first one comes from West Germany. Hello to everybody in West Germany, especially if you listen to us, and I guess you must be if you're hearing me say this. little bit different backing tune for a change. This one comes from, would you believe I can't read his writing? No, I can't read it. Barry, can you read that? Well, get Barry Kent across here. Can you read that?
On the envelope.
No, on the envelope. It doesn't say anything on the envelope. Is that Jürgen Travers? Could it be? Tours?
Jürgen Travers.
Schusterstrang 4.
Stop spitting!
Sorry, microphone. D2341. The writing is terrible. Brothersby, I should say. West Germany. If you made that out, you're a better person than me. Anyway, good morning to you. It's either Jürgen or Turgen from somewhere in West Germany. Please try and print these sort of things down. What are we going to do when we reply to this guy? Man, we'll have to photocopy his writing, I think. Yeah, cut it out. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yep. Right, this is a nice little letter here. Yeah, he says, I received your transmissions of the 5th of February, 1984, in English at 900 hours GMT till 9:20. I don't know what happened at 9:20. You say, with great pleasure, transmitted on 6225, did we? No, we didn't. 6228, possibly, in the 49-meter band. Music program with announcements and the address. Our simple reading in that part of West Germany, wherever it is. Oh yes, the northeast part of West Germany. Is that contradiction, is it? No, no comment. The simple code was 43333. Yes, that's it, 43333. Interference was caused by QSB and QRM. I wonder if that was from BRI. Yes, we'll say something about that later on too. Your receiver was a Sanwa, never heard of that one. And you were using 25 meters long wire antennae. Your environment, this is what we like to hear, the landscapes is hilly round about you, and the weather was clear. And Jürgen's hobbies are football, soccer, and DXing from listening to stations around the world. Okay, Jürgen, 2 hours of Schuster's Gang for D2341. Brothers by West Germany. Good morning to you, and look for the Freedom International QSL card winging its way to you in the next couple of weeks or so.
Happiness to Europe, Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM.
Freedom International, shortwave AM, stereo FM, happening on a Sunday morning. Good morning to you. It's RFI.
Every night I'm there, I'm always there. She knows I'm there, and heaven knows. I hope she goes. I find it hard to realize that love was in her eyes. It's dying now. She knows I'm crying now. And every night I'm there, I break my heart to please Eloise. Eloise. You know I'm on my knees, yeah. I said, please, you're my one, so hear my prayer, my prayer. My Eloise is like the stars that please the night, the sun that makes the day, that lights the way. And when that star goes by, I'll hold it in my hands and cry, her love is mine, my sun will shine. We'll be right back.
but she's not there. And when I find you, I'd be so kind, you'd want to stay. I know you'd stay.
Sitting here piled high in cassettes and letters and records and lots of good things like that. Isn't that a great record? Just about forgot that record. Found it in the library earlier on. It's Barry Ryan from, a good few years ago now. Can't tell you these sort of things. Who cares how long ago they were. That one's called Eloise. Yes, it is. Right, if you'd like to write into us, we'll be giving you our mail address directly. We actually had a letter from a listener, which I've still to come to, saying that we don't give enough station identifications out, and he suggests that we should give them out at least every 30 minutes. Well, if you are a regular listener, you know that we do actually identify ourselves more than once every half hour, but we do give the address out every 30 minutes or so. Right, it's address time now, but for those who don't know about us, good morning to you. This is Radio Freedom International. We broadcast on the first and third Sundays each and every month between 900 to 1200 hours GMT and on 90 metres at 15050 between 1000 to 1200 hours GMT. The mailing address for Radio Freedom International, if you care to write into us, will be pleased to hear from you. And we'd just like to remind you, don't forget to cover return postage. Thank you, that would help us. The address is, as always, is to Department R, 67 Elm Row, Edinburgh, EH7, 4AQ, Scotland in the UK. I'll repeat the address. It's to Department R, 67, that's 67 Elm Row. We spell Echo, Lima, Mike, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, Edinburgh. It is the capital city of Scotland, and the postal code phonetically is Echo Hotel.
Yeah. brilliant stuff indeed. The one and only Bad Company and Feel Like Making Love. Trying quickly to get myself organized here. I am still up to my ears and records and cassettes and letters. In that order. Right, I've got something at the mail back here, and it comes from Norway. Quite a lot of letters for our last transmission from the Scandinavian countries. Thank you very much. And this one comes from Henry Tingelson of Romkelen 2N4800 Arendal, Norway. Good morning, Henry. Hope you're listening this morning. And our simple reading in your part of the world for the 5th of February 84 was 32444. Thank you very much for that simple reading. And you were using radio receiver was a Sanyo M4500LU with a built-in aerial, and you tell me it's actually your hi-fi receiver. That's incredible. Good. You say QRM was from an overmodulated stations, sometimes 0 to 5 on your station. Yes, we know who that was, don't we? Yes. Say no more about people coming on when they shouldn't do. And that's because I cat amongst the pigeons anyway. And Henry tells us quite a lot about himself. Nice to get letters, people telling us of their interests and what they do. I'll just tell you one or two things about Henry, who lives in Norway. He's a 17-year-old boy who lives in Arendal. Arendal is a little town situated in the south coast of Norway. This town has 12,000 inhabitants. He goes on to say, last autumn I left high school here in Arendal and have another 2 years left at this school. Oh yeah, you began high school in Arendal, that's what, and you have 2 years to go. You're going to study social system, politics and social economy, and once you finish high school you plan to take a university education, and then you'll study for 5 or 6 years to become a lawyer. You never know, Henry, we might come across there and hire you one day. Right, you're going to tell us lots of things about your hobbies, which just love to read out, but not much time to do so. So once again, Henry Tingelson of Romkelen 2N4800 Arendal in Norway, thank you for your report. And look for that Freedom International QSL card coming your way. Right, rapidly trying to open up more letters here, and this one comes from Liverpool in England. And I'd like to say good morning now to, very formal actually, doesn't give us his Christian name, never mind, Mr. D.A. Lancaster of Millery Avenue, Liverpool in England. Good morning to you, Mr. D.A. Lancaster. You heard us around about 10:20 to 10:45 GMT on our last transmission. And simple reading was 54554. Quite good considering, because you see a heterodyne was present throughout our transmission. Yes, this was caused by, so we're told, Britain Radio International doing an unscheduled transmission. Never mind. Nothing that we can help, unfortunately. So once again, Mr. D.A. Lancaster, thank you for your reception report and letter. I look for that QSL card coming your way. Right, we'll just have one more before the music, I think. And this one comes from Selston in Nottinghamshire in England. It comes from Mr. J.R. Folks of Hardwick Drive, Selston in Notts in England. Good morning to you, Mr. J.R. Folks. Another one that doesn't give his Christian name. Never mind. That's your prerogative, I guess. Heard our last transmission and... oh, yes, I don't think... yes, you mentioned that you're not too sure on how to give simple readings. But you say, but reception was fair with some fading, and we got weaker from 11:15 hours until we closed down at 1200 GMT. Your receiver was a Sony ICF-7600A, and your aerial was the receiver's built-in telescopic aerial, and your area was rural. So, Mr. J.R. Folks of Hardwick Drive, Selston, Nottinghamshire, in England, thank you for your letter and your reception report. And like I say to all the other DXers, look for that Freedom International QSL card coming your way. Okay, great stuff.
Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM.
Radio, let's go, go!
Alright, here's a group that we often neglect on the station, quite unintentional. It's Status Quo. And an oldie from them, of course, what else? And what you're proposing. Actually, it just sounds like a new one, doesn't it, really? The sounds of Status Quo and what you're proposing. I think I'll need to dig out some more older Status Quo sounds because I never seem to play them for some reason, and I'm quite partial to a bit Status Quo, you see. Nothing like being a bit partial, is there? Right, we have perhaps some interesting radio items for you. If you're interested on computers, on shortwave DXing and shortwave transmitting, Radio Sweden DX has got a special item this coming Tuesday on the use of computers on shortwave transmitting. Just a reminder, Radio Sweden's DX program goes out twice on Tuesday, well, Tuesday evening. Tuesday at 18:40 hours GMT, and also at 22:10 hours GMT. And the frequencies you can pick them up upon here in the UK and Europe is 1179 kilohertz, that's medium wave, 254 meters, or in the 49 meter band at 6065. So if you're interested in hearing about how computers are used with shortwave broadcasting, listen into Radio Sweden International's DX program this coming Tuesday at 1840 hours GMT or 2210 hours GMT, either on medium wave at 254 meters, that's 1179 kilocycles, or perhaps shortwave at 6065. I'll certainly be listening anyway. Sounds pretty interesting, that. And a little item from Radio Sweden, we go into the North Sea, a little item, perhaps you know about it, but I'll just refresh your memory. Radio Caroline are asking their listeners for their favourite 10 records over the past 20 years. That's because Radio Caroline are compiling listeners' favourite records over 20 years for a special programme they're doing over the Easter weekend. So I guess they must be compiling what their listeners think are the best records over the past 20 years. Can't be bad. So that's Radio Caroline. They're asking for their listeners' favourite top 10 records over the past 20 years, and they're compiling a special programme of what the Caroline listeners think are the best records over the past 20 years, which will be broadcast over the Easter weekend. And the address for Radio Caroline, address your envelopes actually, Caroline Classics, Radio Caroline, New York 11518 USA. Do it today. I do think one of our disc jockeys are doing that actually. I think Bob Scott's sending something off, so that's all rather pleasant. And also a good station to catch recently is Radio Nova. Yes, Radio Nova from Dublin in Southern Ireland. Coming in very nicely up here in the northeast of Scotland on 819 kilocycles. And can get them in quite well during the day. And listening at night is quite good sometimes. Right, we have 10 minutes remaining of yours truly on shortwave at 49 metres. 10 minutes time, we have Bob Scott with the Offshore Radio Connections programme. Of course, Bob will be heard on the 49 metre band here at 6230 and also on VHF at 97.5 megacycles. And I do continue, yes, I do continue. Where do you say I continue? Well, I do continue with Radio Freedom International Worldwide on 15050, that's 19.9 metres, and that's a one-hour programme, up to 1,200 hours GMT and close time. But do not wait till 1,100 hours to tune into 19 metres, because we're actually on the 19-metre band at this moment in time on 15050.
Remember, you heard it, probably that's to it, a long time ago. Now's your chance to relive it with Living Radio.
Good sound from the Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow. We'd also like to say a very good morning to a friend of Radio Freedom International, and that's Jack Milner. Good morning, Jack. How's it going tomorrow? How's it going tomorrow? How's it going today? I don't know how tomorrow will be. We'll have to find out when it comes. Thank goodness it's ending the programme here. Anyway, good morning, Jack. Yes, you've guessed right. I feel terrible. I started off okay, but I'm gradually going downhill for some reason. Playing records at 33. Okay, we'll dip into the mailbag for the final time here. And received a letter from a letter, that's all I can say it is, isn't actually a reception report. It's from Mr. M. York of Manfield Road, Northampton, and he writes into us, "Dear Sirs, I received your programme on Sunday morning at approximately 11 a.m, Sunday morning around 6243 megahertz. Please could you send me a QSL card and programme schedule, thanking you, blah, blah, blah." Okay, Mr. M. York, I take you're a mister. Can't send you a QSL card, no reception report, so possibly can't send you a QSL card. And you never sent us any stamp to cover return postage, but I think we can manage and send off some programme schedules and things. So, Mr. M. York of Manfield Road, Northampton, if you're listening this morning, if you care to send us up a second-class stamp and perhaps a reception report, then we'll be extremely pleased to send you one of our QSL cards. Right, we move along rapidly now, and this one comes from a Mr. Leslie Mann of Wordsworth Street, Liverpool, in England, and he was receiving us on our last transmission, being February 5th, and the simple reading there at Mr. Leslie Mann's place was All the Fours. Very good reception report indeed. And he was listening to the Barry Kent radio show. Yes, that's all I could say as well. Okay, Mr. Leslie Mann, thank you for your reception report, your letter. Look forward for that QSL card coming the way through the post to you.
We got it together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, man.
Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Everything. Right, 2 minutes before the hour of 1100 hours GMT, and it's right down to goodbye times. I hope you enjoyed the last couple of hours of the Alan Kidd wireless program here, and all the mailbag and bits and pieces that we've had on today's show. I'll be back on your shortwave airwaves, assuming that you can't tune in to 15050, where I continue now with separate programming from 49 meters. Anyway, I shall be back on Sunday the 4th, which is our first Sunday transmission. And hopefully we should have one or two surprises lined up for you. Just before I go, a quick blast of the mailing address, if you care to write into us. It is to Department R, 67 Elm Row, Edinburgh, EH7 4AQ, Scotland in the UK. That's Department R, 67 Elm Row, Edinburgh, EH7 4AQ, Scotland in the UK. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, stay tuned to Radio Freedom International on 15050 and everywhere else in the world. So, until then, in the meantime, in between time, have yourselves a good time. So, until I meet you again, have yourself a super Sunday. Bye.
Super Sunday, have a big fat ball.
Everything's super!
Have a super Sunday with Radio Freedom International Shortwave AM.
Broadcasting from the Kingdom of Fife in Scotland on Shortwave AM and Stereo FM, this is Radio Freedom International. Broadcasting from the Kingdom of Fife in Scotland, this is Radio Freedom International.
You ain't heard nothing yet. You
You've been listening to Radio Freedom International, broadcasting from latitude 56 degrees, 12 minutes, 30 seconds north, longitude 3 degrees, 25 minutes west. We have been broadcasting on the following frequencies: on 6,230 kilocycles on the 49-meter free broadcast band, on 15,050 kilocycles, 19.9 meters, on VHF at 97.5 megacycles, channel 36 FM stereo. The mailing address for Radio Freedom International is as follows. It's to Department R, 67 Elm Row, Edinburgh, EH7, 4AQ, Scotland. I'll repeat the address. It's to Department R, 67 Elm Row, that's 67 Elm Row, we spell Echo, Lima, Mike, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, Edinburgh, the capital city of Scotland, and the postal code phonetically is Echo, Hotel 7, 4 Alpha, Quebec, Scotland in the UK. Radio Freedom International is now closing down until our first transmission on the first Sunday of March, that's Sunday the 4th of March 1984 at 900 hours GMT. So until then, we bid you all the best and good DXing from the management, the staff, the radio engineer and the DJs at Radio Freedom International. It's goodbye and the best of 73s. Radio Freedom International is now closing down.
Broadcasting from the Kingdom of Finland in Scotland on shortwave AM and stereo FM, this is Radio Freedom International.
Freedom International Shortwave.
When the soldiers came and took away all of our dreams, and the flame that burned almost died, and the words of men, they turned around into life. Free.
Thank you.